The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful, yet soon to be snowy, Arizona Bay, this is Incomplete Breakdown. This is the boss, Tony, filling in for Justin, who's on assignment this week. He's in the Galapagos Islands searching for a cure for tardiness amnesia. And of course, I'm joined by my one and only best bro, Vince. Listen, it was very important to Justin. He felt like he needed to be there, you know, so...
He's got that twitch. He can't do any work, real work with the twitch, man.
It's a shame. And you know how many lives will be saved if you can find that cure? Coming to you this week, we're discussing age verifications, apologies for music thievery, car accidents, tariff, UFOs, so much more. Our top 10 list this week, in honor of me being on the show, quotes from Kevin Smith Productions. How's your week been, buddy?
Oh, God damn, it's been a long 3 weeks, hasn't it?
It's been way too long, and I don't know about you guys, if you've gotten any bad weather, but we're up for another fucking monsoon or tsunami or whatever you want to call it tomorrow night. So
yeah, you guys got fucked.
We're going to be hunkering and bunkering down. 2 days ago, they said it's probably going to miss us completely. And I guess things change. I don't know.
2 feet.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And it sucks that I'm allowed to work from home because I will not get a snow day.
Yeah. The snow that covered the Midwest a couple weeks ago, it hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, it did.
It in more ways than one.
You guys need a delightful mayor like we have over the river in New York City. Make sure he gets things done absolutely wrong in every chance he gets. You ready to get into this, brother?
Yeah, I am.
Wow, not even I'm ready to be done. Something's changing. I feel it.
Really? Well, since I'm doing all the news this week.
Oh, come on. I did a little research. I'm kind of helping you out here.
No, it's good. It's all death, man. For TV news, I've got first thing, Eric Dane, Mr. Mark McSteamy Sloan on Grey's Anatomy, dies at 53. His career took off after he emerged from a shower with a strategically placed towel on the ABC hit. Later, he starred on The Last Ship and Euphoria. Lou Gehrig's.
Yeah, I thought we were dumping ice water on each other to cure that shit. I guess nothing happened, huh?
No. Tardive dyskinesia is taking over.
That's why we're sending our money now.
Yeah.
Oh, you pussy, huh? Israel, yeah. And TD research.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you want Baywatch back?
Did I want it back? No.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Oh, jeez.
They can't bring Son of the Beach back, but they can bring Baywatch back. The reboot taps David Chokachi to reprise his role from the original series. The actor portrayed Cody Madison in season 6 to 9 of the classic lifeguard drama. Stephen Amell is going to lead the series.
So we're getting a substitute, like a mid-series replacement to host like the rebirth of the show. Is Yasmin Bleeth still with us? Is she coming back?
Oh, no. She's huge now.
Like fat or
yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Bro.
She was like, yeah, we're pushing the BBW tardive dyskinesia ads on
Bro. Dude, if she came back, they could just like fucking use her as like the buoy, like when they go out and like try to save people. She could fucking save 13 people at a time. Jesus.
They float.
Holy shit.
Roll her back. The one good thing I have, Rockford Files, is coming back, baby.
Oh, geez. How do you feel about that?
David Boreanaz is going to be Rockford. I think I'm kind of okay with that.
That makes one of us.
It could be way worse. It could have been a black chick.
Yeah, but I know, like, you guys cover this stuff, like, every time you do a show. Like, is it worth bringing half of these shows back? Like, I don't.
If they do it right, it might be okay. It's, oh, my God, Magnum P.I. Did you ever watch the new Magnum P.I.? Have you seen that shit?
Is it a black woman?
No, I think it's like a Mexican guy, and he was fucking Higgins.
Wait, fucking him like literally? Or
Higgins was a chick, and I think they were fucking. Ah! So Magnum was fucking Higgins. So no,
Mexican American. like to solve crimes and fuck women's.
And they do it often.
And you get TD.
Oh, no ice.
Oh, we'll get there, buddy.
Well, we'll get there, yeah. Speaking of fucking David Boreanaz, Emily Deschanel to star in NBC's criminal profiler drama. The former Bones lead will top line a pilot based on the life and work of profiler Ann Burgess.
Oh, the Bones chick? She's kind of hot, no?
Oh, that show was so awful.
Yeah, but she's like 50-50. She's like fucking Anne Hathaway. You know, like sometimes she's really cute and really hot, and other times she's like, ugh.
Then you wake up and you're like, ah.
No, you know what I mean? Like if no, it's a scene where she's crying and you're just like, oh God, where did you come from?
50-yard fake out. The Muppet Show. The Muppet Show more than doubles audience after 8 days. The special has climbed to more than 7.5 million viewers across all platforms.
And where's the Muppet Show on? Is that like on ABC or is that like on
Disney?
Streaming?
Disney. Because Sabrina Carpenter was on it.
Oh, she was on the second episode?
The first, I think.
So what was she bending over in front of Kermit and Skeeter?
Yeah. Yeah! Gonzo sticking his nose where, yeah.
Hey, what does my nose smell like, Kermit? It's not pork.
Kermit the Frog. Jesus Christ. Savannah Guthrie. Savannah Guthrie is not coming back to Today after her mom disappeared.
We'll
talk about that more later, but
oh, we're going to cover that later. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I saw the other note. So yeah, she's not coming back. Something is very fishy about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Boy, they've been talking about that on the news more than, the Epstein stuff here. So,
well, speaking of Epstein, you know, good old Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, a.k.a. former Prince Andrew, he was arrested this past week.
Did you see the picture of his face? Like, he's just, like, laying down in the back of the car?
Yes. They're getting ready to waterboard him or something.
I don't even think they care about the kids. Like, the fucking of the kids as much as, like, he gave secrets to Israel.
So it's weird, right? So like they brought him in for questioning. Has he been like officially arrested or are they still investigating him?
No, they let him go. They arrested him, they picked him up, and then they let him go.
Yeah, apparently it was all based on an email that I guess came from the Epstein files where he was actually like sending information. Like
who knows? He's in Israel now, probably living the fucking high life.
They're saying the last time that a member of the British royal family was arrested, although I don't think he was really arrested, was way back in 1649. Charles I was actually executed for treason. That's a long time going in between, right? There had to be other people in the royal family that did some dirty shit since then, right? I mean,
yeah, they all have. But, you know, this one got caught and they really can't hide it. So get him.
Yeah, because now, you know, everybody's against like kid fucking, I guess, you know, but, yeah. You know, 10 years ago, it's crazy. Yeah, I know. Like, what happened? What have we become?
Oy vey. Fucking boy. The last thing I have for TV news, James Vanderbeek, star of Dawson's Creek, dies at 48. Yeah. Colorectal cancer, if I can say it. Holy fuck. I got my TD kicking in today, too. Yeah, it sucks. That's awful.
Another guy who was involved in Kevin Smith movies, too.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, I had an update, too. Like, I don't know. I guess maybe it's more movie news than TV news. Peter Green, Zed from Pulp Fiction, they released his cause of death. It was an accidental gunshot wound to his armpit, which actually damaged his brachial artery, and he bled to death.
Jesus.
I only gave a shit because he's a local guy. He's actually from Montclair, which isn't, you know, more than 15 minutes from where I'm at.
So. Are you serious?
Yeah. I had no idea either until I did some research for the show.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed
fucking killed himself, I guess. Like, killed wow. Himself.
That goes right into movie news. 81 artists, including Tilda Swinton and Javier Bardem, called out Berlin Festival for silence on Gaza. You're asking a bunch of Germans to give a shit about what Israel's doing. Are you serious? How the fuck do we even... How?
Yeah, why would that even come up? You know, like, hey, there's this big thing going on in Germany. Let's make it about Gaza.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
I don't, yeah. Why can't we just fuck off and just go there and enjoy yourself? Like, just go have a good time. Like, what
come
the
on,
fuck?
Man. Enjoy yourself.
No, but seriously, like, there's so much shit going on in the world. Like, isn't this like, you know, like Hollywood is supposed to be an escape, right? Like, oh, you go to the movies, you watch TV to forget about your troubles and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the one place where you could get away from it and just, like, have a good time. Like, nope, got to make it about something important or unimportant as it is. So,
right.
People no. suck, dude. I know you guys fucking have that motif every week, but people really do suck.
They really do suck, and it sucks out the fun of watching shit anymore because you're like, oh, what kind of message are they going to send this time?
Yep.
The Mandalorian and Grogu, the TV show spinoff hitting theaters May 22nd and starring Pedro Pascal, is the first franchise big screen release since 2019.
So we're still moving on? With Star Wars,
Grogu is the moneymaker.
Yeah, I mean it has to be.
They love that. They love it. They love that character. Everyone, the kids love him. The kids love it. Spaceballs the flamethrower. That's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, I know you guys don't do sports anymore, so I could kind of dovetail into this since we're talking about Grogu and the Mandalorian. Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano super fight headlines Netflix's first MMA event to take place May 16th. What do you think about Gina and Ronda?
I think Gina's hot.
Yep. No arguments here.
I whoop Ronda's ass.
I hope so.
I'd love to see it. You know, you love to see it.
I just hope that they take it seriously, that it's not one of these like Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fights where he's like obviously pulling punches and not knocking this guy's block off. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go out there and go at it and have a good time.
Yeah, Mike didn't beat the fuck out of him.
Dude, there were actual spots in the fight where you can see him where he was ready to land a gigantic haymaker and he pulled back.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
money.
Mike, yeah, well, there you go. I need the money. God,
that's
damn
it. It's what he did. I'll pay you this much if you fight me, but don't beat me up.
Yeah.
The last thing I've got for Hollywood shit is everyone died while we've been gone. Robert Duvall, Tom Noonan, Charles C. Stevenson, Grady DeMond Wilson, Catherine O'Hara. A bunch.
0 points.
No points.
0 points. What the fuck are we doing?
We had 40 people to pull from, and nobody got anything.
Right? I think we've only got one so far, don't we?
I think, yeah, only one. Isn't that funny? I mean, crazy. It's not, but it's, you know.
Nah, it kind of is. If you don't laugh, dude, you have to cry because, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, wrestling news. Tag, you're it.
Yep, WrestleMania tickets have not been moving. Apparently, as of this latest update this past week, the April 18th show, which is Saturday, is reportedly at about 36,000 tickets, while the April 19th show is only doing slightly better with about 300 more. Combined, the two nights compared to last year are down over 17,000 tickets sold, which is 19.3%. behind last year's pace. It's been so bad that they've been dropping ticket prices, even though if you buy a two nights on the floor, they're going from anywhere. Now, these aren't even on camera, mind you. These are like off hard camera seats, so you're not even on TV all night. They range from $5,000 to $25,000 for those tickets still available. Now, that's for two nights.
Who's
but still,
paying that?
Apparently, people have because there's not many left on the floor. But for those still available, I've seen them upwards of $25,000. Now, that is for two nights. But still, $12,500 for one ticket to WrestleMania for one night? That's crazy.
$12,000? How?
Absolutely nuts.
No. But people will pay it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. People will pay it.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of tough because you're going back to Vegas for, you know, the second year in a row. Plus, ticket sales are so bad now. WWE is actually pulling using streaming rights and broadcast rights to, like, all the local restaurants, bars, what have you, within, like, I think a 20-mile radius. So, like, if you're in Vegas and you're not going to WrestleMania – you're not going to be able to watch it because you're going to be blacked out.
It makes no sense.
Absolutely crazy. They went to this whole MMA, UFC, like pricing tier system, and you're cutting out like all the families who just want to go see WrestleMania.
And I would say that it's not as big as it used to be, but I guess if people are paying for that shit.
Yeah, but even lately with the storyline.
They're going to do it. They're going to get away with it.
Like last year, the stories were more compelling. People were more involved. This past year, like if you, like the average wrestling fan, like if people want to go see it, they're going to go see it if they can afford it. But like with the stories not being as great as they were last year, plus the astronomical ticket prices, you're pricing people out of your product. It's crazy. Yes. But I guess the Netflix money's okay. The Fox money's okay. So, you know, I guess fuck everybody who wants to go see wrestling. Speaking of fuck everybody, Janelle Grant actually made an appearance Thursday at the Connecticut Alliance to End Sexual Violence, where she discussed the NDA that she signed and the fallout from the June 15th, 2022 Wall Street Journal article that broke that she was actually suing, Vince McMahon for all those allegations. She explained the experience had serious effects on her mental health, and she even struggled, easy for me to say, with thoughts of self-harm, where she was quoted saying, "That is the life wrecking and the mental health impact of this particular NDA." Of course, you know, there were allegations of Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis doing like unspeakable things to her, including defecating on her. And yeah, I mean, you guys probably all know the story. Just nasty, heinous shit. They're trying to go through arbitration so they don't have to disclose a lot in discovery, but it's dragging on for years, and it's just an awful situation all around. Before we get to our next PLE event, news coming out of Instagram from February 12th, an Instagram user called DNL457 posted a video of a group of people doing urban exploring in the old Titan Towers in Stamford. There's footage of them going through the atrium, some offices. They even found blueprints, which are assumed to be blueprints of the Titan Tower. And they even explored the old gym, which from all images on the video seems to be completely intact. So it's like when they up and moved to their new offices, they left this thing, you know, completely in the condition it was in, you know, from the last day they were there. I always like urban exploring stuff. You know, some of these guys, they do a good job. They get some good footage. And plus, it's cool.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's the old Titan Towers, man. It's really cool, you know?
No, it's amazing.
I could do without all the gang signs and whatnot, but, you know, whatever. That's just me nitpicking.
Yeah, it's a whole floor full of workout equipment.
Right?
I mean, it's nuts.
I think the kid and I might have to take a trip to Stamford.
Oh, shit. They're not going to miss it.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's the gym that they used in, like, all the old workout videos, like when they would put together montages for, like, WrestleMania showing, like, Hulk Hogan training and stuff, or, you know, like, even over the years, like, photos that made it into WWF magazine, like, just guys working out. It was always that gym at the studios in Stamford, so it's kind of cool. It's, like, a part of wrestling history, really. Nice. And last but not least, Elimination Chamber next week. We're shaping up. It's going to be in CM Punk's hometown, United Center in Chicago, Illinois, where actually CM Punk is defending the world title against Finn Balor. His wife, AJ Lee, is challenging Becky Lynch for the Intercontinental title. And we've got the women's and men's Elimination Chamber matches so far. On the women's side, we have Tiffany Stratton, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Kiana James, and the winner of this Monday's Io Sky, Kairi Sane, and Raquel Rodriguez three-way match. It's unsure who that winner is going to challenge because Liv Morgan has not decided who she's going to challenge as the winner of the Royal Rumble in January. On the men's side, we have Randy Orton, LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, Javon Evans, Trick Williams, and the winner of the upcoming match between Bronson Reed, Jey Uso, and the original El Grande Americano. Roman Reigns will be challenging for the world title at WrestleMania, so the winner of this one will go on to face the WWE champion. Like I said, Liv Morgan has not chosen, but in terms of WrestleMania, Roman Reigns has already decided he's going for the world title. So he'll be facing either CM Punk or Finn Balor. That's not going to happen. So that's my early prediction for the Elimination Chamber.
Probably Roman Reigns will win. Somehow he's always winning. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you would think he's got to, right? He's been off the top for a couple of months, a couple of years now. Actually, he hasn't been in the world title picture, so maybe this is his big comeback.
I mean, he beat leukemia, right?
I mean, once you beat leukemia, the only thing left is TD, and then you're
right. Nobody needs that, man.
And one final note: I know we've got a lot of wrestling talk this week. footage of the Vince McMahon car accident has finally surfaced. That's in the Inconclusive Breakdown Facebook page. Vince, you actually watched it. Any thoughts on that?
I loved it. I mean, I didn't love it, but it was, you know, entertaining as hell.
Yeah, the one part that I saw was the officer was saying, you know how fast I had to go to catch up with you? Did you realize I was following you? No, I had no idea.
No. You know who I am?
Oh, my. Stories over the years was that Vince was always a fucking maniac behind the wheel. But I guess as he's pushing 80s at this point, maybe you want to have somebody driving you around. Lord knows you got enough money to do it. Vince, that's it for wrestling news. What else we got on the itinerary there, brother?
Video games.
Fuck yeah.
Yay. Los Angeles County sues Roblox over alleged child safety features.
No, Roblox and child safety, you
can
say?
You believe that shit?
Holy shit. Oof.
It's just guys' last names, Goldman, Steinberg, Feynman, and yeah, Epstein. Skate charging players to return to Tutorial Island despite promising no paid wall locations.
Oof, that sucks. You've been playing Skate, haven't you?
Skate's amazing. Skate's, you know, awesome.
I downloaded it. I started trying to play it when it was in beta, and I played it like for a few minutes, and then I kind of forgot about it because I like nothing more in life than to get frustrated and curse at the television playing Fortnite instead of anything else.
And we can't get anybody. We talked into playing anything else.
Nope, Kart Rider's still there, boys.
That's it. It wasn't bad.
No, it really
wasn't.
For a
minute, it wasn't bad. Stop Killing Games is launching NGOs in Europe and the U.S. We're not just going away on this. If you have followed Stop Killing Games, they are trying to make these companies stop killing games. You buy a game, it's online only or whatever, and they just kill it, and you don't have – it's almost like you just threw your money away.
I got a prime example of that, right? So during its heyday, Harmonix put out Rock Band Blitz, which kind of played like Amplitude. So you can use all of the music that you had in your Rock Band library to pretty much play like a four-track, like tapping buttons rhythm game. You know, like you could play the singing, the guitar, the bass, the keyboards, the drums. And it was like a scrolling, like chart. You can go back and forth between. It had power-ups that you could use to get like higher scores. So they took that offline. But part of the online experience was like, that's how you earned the coins that you can use to buy like all of these like upgrades to really go for high scores and like to actually like have fun in the game.
Right.
They took it offline, took down the servers, never bothered to put in a patch so you can still use like the upgrades. And the game is like completely worthless now. You can't do half the stuff you used to be able to do. And you know, for the $20 you spent, now you're out a cool game, which I used to love playing all the time.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And you're more apt to, if that company brings something out and says, oh, we got a new game, it does this, you're more apt to say, fuck you, I'm not playing that.
Yeah, Fortnite Festival.
It's amazing. They actually brought it back, though, to be honest with you.
I know.
You can do it.
And
I'm number one in two different songs in the world.
I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, so I actually have like four guitars that work with like Fortnite Festival. So, yeah, I'm all in. I'm a sucker.
Yeah, save some pussy for the rest of us, bud.
TD, baby.
TD, fucking, goddammit. Remake specialist Blue Point Games, co-developer of God of War Ragnarok, shut down by Sony. We said, fuck you, we don't want any more cool games. Sony.
Yeah, because why would you? Why would you?
Why would you do that? Discord voluntarily pushes mandatory age verification despite recent data breach. If you haven't yet, delete your Discord account. I am no longer on Discord. They are linked to Palantir. It's bad. It's a bad thing all around.
You know, it sucks because we have a quite lively Discord channel for the Wizard Show, you know?
Yeah. So now like they're tracking your bio. What is that? Bio identification, I think.
Yeah.
It's like you, yeah. That's it.
Stupidity is what it is.
It is stupidity. And, you know, because of that, TeamSpeak claims an incredible surge of new users has maxed out its hosting capacity in multiple regions as many would-be voice chatters seek a Discord alternative. There are a lot of YouTube videos right now popping up saying, hey, switch to this one. It's got the same functionality. It doesn't take biometrics. It doesn't need your fucking ID, blah, 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 blah. So that's where it's heading. It's quite scary. And the last thing I've got, this is going to make you happy. Rayman Remaster is just the first step in the brand's comeback, says Ubisoft boss. Yeah, who says we're looking forward to talking more about the series soon. They must listen to the show because for the past year, I have said Rayman and the Rabbids are really good IP for that for Ubisoft, and they wanted to get rid of all their other shit and just keep that. It'd be great. It's fun. There's still people playing Rayman Legends right now.
Yep, the kid and I played it last night. We still do the daily and the weekly challenges together. We go back and play the old levels. Like, we'll try to play a level without getting lums or getting, like, as few lums as possible. We've been trying to do, like, the fireworks levels, like, trying to beat our times, like, just going faster and faster. So the kid and I were talking yesterday, and I told him about this story. And the thing that we agree on, even if it's just Rayman Legends 2, where they give us, like, all new levels, like, I'd be completely okay with that.
It's so fun. I mean, for the entire family. And even like me, if I'm not doing anything and I'm tired of doing whatever, I'll put Rayman in and just, it's a good platformer. It's fun. I don't know.
Yeah, you could get four people playing at once. If they get online capabilities, I'd rather play that than Fortnite.
Could you imagine that?
That'd be fun as hell.
Yeah. Because you're just grinding levels.
Yeah, and then on top of that.
How many levels did you get? I got this. Oh, shit. Now we can unlock this.
Yeah, like speed trials and everything. Like, we could just, like, just the ability to play that game. And then plus, they with Rayman Legends, you had Kung Foot, which is just like a mini game, like, of soccer.
Oh, the soccer, yeah.
Could you imagine playing that with six people, like, just really just going at it, laughing your balls off? It'd be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ubisoft would find a way to fuck it up. That's a problem.
Oh, I hope not.
We're
just don't
make online only.
Don't change the mechanics. Don't change the dynamics. Give me new levels. Give me a new experience with everything else exactly the same. I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah. The Rabbids, too. What's that Mario game? Mario versus Rabbids or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cool game. I mean, it's 4X. You know, it's turn-based if you're into that shit. But it's still a fun game.
They have a Rabbids game like Mario Party, which I downloaded for free, I believe, on Xbox and PlayStation. Like, in the PlayStation Plus, like, subscription. You get it for free. And it's just like Mario Party. It's cool as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
Yep.
They won't. Music news. Karol G. Karol G accuser sincerely apologized for song theft lawsuit. We were wrong. In their written apology, the producers behind the copyright infringement lawsuit admitted Karol G recorded Gatubela?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know. 2 weeks before their song was published on YouTube. Yes.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't know. I don't speak taco.
Jesus.
I only speak potato. Charges dropped against country singer Connor Smith after fatal car accident that left senior dead. The musician struck and killed 77-year-old Dorothy Dobbins last summer. They said, it's fine. It's fine. You're famous.
Was he drunk? Was it an accident? Did he swerve to avoid?
It might have just been an accident. Huh. And they dropped charges. It was probably nothing. It was, you know, I do have a little faith in the. Well, not. I don't have a lot of faith in the law, but you know, Steve Perry denies Journey reunion rumors. It's simply not true.
Well, he. Doesn't he hate every single one of them? Like, isn't there really bad blood between all them?
I don't know. The little Filipino guy sings better than me, so I can't go back.
Yeah, I thought, and dude, like, I'm way off on, like, my Journey history. I know, like, you know, Don't Stop Believing, yada, yada, whatever. Didn't Steve Perry also have a problem with his voice about 10 years ago where, like, he altered the way he sang and shit?
I think he did.
So why would they be crazy enough to bring him back? Like, what would be the point?
I don't know.
I also heard that Steve Piercy was trying to get Rat back together for a reunion.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, I thought they all wanted to kill each other, right? Like, wasn't he doing a band that was Rat, but they couldn't be called Rat, shit like that? I don't know.
I don't know. And then what's his name's dead? Milton Berle, so they can't bring him back for the videos anymore. Because he was in Round and Round, remember?
Yes, he was. he was in drag too for certain scenes, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, good old Uncle Milton.
You're showing your age, bud.
I'm old as shit, and what am I gonna do?
Last thing I got for music news. Brad Arnold, lead singer of Three Doors Down, passed away at 47.
That sucks, man. It really does.
I forget what it was. It was cancer or something. It's just everybody. This whole fucking last 3 weeks has been death.
You know, going back to Rock Band, one of my favorite songs to play was Kryptonite.
Just, it was hard. It was the...
Just love that song, man. Like, it's catchy. Like, the music is good, you know?
Yeah. It sucks. I don't get it. That's the last thing I got.
Yeah, Three Doors Down was Kryptonite, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking Screaming Trees. For some reason, I had Screaming Trees in my head, too. No, Kryptonite, definitely. Love that song.
You got anything else?
I've got nothing else. I guess this is a good time to go to Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, we're talking Kevin Smith and taking our trip to Clown World.
Yay!
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with The Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back. It's time for our top 10 this week.
I'm so excited.
Top 10 Kevin Smith lines from production. I didn't want to say movies because, you know, Kevin Smith has been involved in other vehicles. So I figured cast a little bit of a wider net. And just so everybody out there listening knows, and I told Vince yesterday, I purposely tried for like under the radar, like out of like the list quotes, because I'm trying to purposely not duplicate any of Vince's responses to this. I think I might succeed, but the only way to find out is to get into it. Vince, what do you got for number 10?
That chick frosted me like I was a fucking cake.
I love it. My number 10, what's a good plate with nothing on it? I don't know. She was senile and shit. She used to fucking piss herself all the time and shit herself.
He was high as fuck. Like the entire movie.
Yes, he was. Number 9.
I am the Clit Commander.
Fucking A, you are. That's why you got that TD, son.
The TD, yeah.
My number 9, you're going to rot in hell, you fucking baby killer. That's Dogma. What do you got for number 8?
I love the smell of commerce in the morning.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mallrats. I don't know if I have any quotes from Mallrats on here.
Really?
Yep. I think that's kind of the way it went. Number 8 for me. Does your daddy know you give a nigga his coffee? Holy God shit. Damn it. Number 7.
This job would be great if it wasn't for all the fucking customers.
See, you went classic. I'm so glad I went under the radar. That's, of course, a great line.
Clerks is just so quotable, man.
It really is. It really fucking is. Speaking of Clerks, number 7. Who cares if she fucked a dead guy? My mom's been fucking a dead guy for 30 years. I call him dad. Oh, shit. What do you got for number 6, brother?
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Fuck yeah, classic. Absolutely classic.
I still say that. I just say that to random people. You fucking tell them, Steve Dave. And they just look at me like I'm dumb. Like, whatever.
Dude, when we play Fortnite, we're constantly saying all this shit.
This could have been a list of 100.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We could have did the whole show just doing fucking Kevin Smith quotes. My number 6. Yo, baby, you ever had your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
God damn it.
Oh shit, dude, there's so many good ones from Jay and Silent Bob too. There's so many good ones. What are we up to? Number 5, what do you got?
People say all kinds of weird shit when having sex. One time I called this girl mom.
Called you Brad? Called me Brad.
Jesus Christ.
My number 5, also from Clerks. You and I have something in common. We both eat Chinese.
Eating Asian.
Oh, God. Number 4.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Classic. I was surprised that's not your number 1.
No.
My number 4, you are the ones who are the ball lickers. Number 3.
What's a Nubian?
I had that written down. I'm like, there's no way Vince does not have that on his list.
What's a Nubian? Shut the fuck up.
Yep, exactly.
What's a Nubian? Bitch, you almost made me laugh.
Number 3, probably the fucking most exciting I've ever seen Randall in a movie. Holy shit, she got pregnant off the toilet seat you jerked off onto. I fucking knew it. Number 2.
Try not to suck any dicks on the way out through the parking lot.
Hey, you, get back here. My number 2. So you do anal? Is it true that chicks fart if you blast them in the ass? That's also Dogma.
Yeah.
And Vince, you're number 1.
My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks in a row.
Classic. We still say in a row all the time. And my number 1, oh my God, Bear is driving. How can that be?
God, that's fucked up.
It's the fucking Clerks cartoon. Gotta give it some love.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I told you. I purposely went like, you know, off the beaten path for those. And both lists, absolutely amazing. Bravo to you, sir.
Yeah, I get every now and then. I bought ice cream out of that freezer. We've watched Clerks since we came out there, and yeah. I bought ice cream out of that freezer.
So you know what's really fucked up, right? So, like, obviously you've watched Clerks with the family. I tried watching Clerks with the family last week. We got to the scene where Veronica and Dante are on the floor behind the counter, and they're talking about, like, their sexual conquests and trying, like, to make women and men climax. And my wife was like, why are we watching this shit? And the kid always goes to me, I don't understand what that means. And he turns to my wife and goes, Mom, what are they saying?
I don't. What kills me is that you guys, you and your wife, were there in the 90s. You know what I mean? At the height of that shit.
Yeah.
I like, she should kind of have that feel for that culture then. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it just comes down to the fact where, like, she doesn't want to have to answer questions or...
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that feeling of uncomfortableness, like watching it with your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when you were younger, like, I'm sure there were, like... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the family puts on HBO and, like, I don't know, like Indecent Exposure. No, what's the fucking movie when she opens her legs? I don't know. You know the one.
Oh, yeah. Talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you're watching an 80s comedy movie and all of a sudden there's, like, three co-eds running around with no tops with tits, on. Right. Yeah. And it's like, you're like 10 years old and you're sitting there with your mother and father. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like, worse, oh, titties. And then you're like, oh, God, my old man is sitting next to me watching this.
He likes titties too.
Yeah, I get it, but you know, like,
yeah, it's weird.
I'll tell a personal story when we went to Bada Bing for my fucking bachelor party festivities. Yes, I know, Bada Bing, Jersey, right?
The stereotypes just keep on pouring out, bud.
So my father, you know, like, my father had a stack of dollars in front of him, and he said to me, in all seriousness, he goes, "Son, you have to feed the titties. If you don't feed the titties, they won't come back." Rest in peace, Dad. I miss you every day.
That's awesome.
It really was. But it's one of those moments where, like, you kind of feel like you're grown up, you know?
Right. You've never been so proud to be a man in your whole life.
Nope, not at all. When your dad is happy to share a moment with you like that, like, there's nothing better.
Oh, God damn it.
Speaking of nothing better, let's take our weekly trip to the gloom and doom vicinity, down to clown world.
Hey, I've got four stories. That's it.
Oh, I've got a story. You want me to do some local news?
You do the local news first, then we'll go national, international.
Well, it's not local to me, but we're probably closer to your neck of the woods. We're going to Baldwin, Wisconsin for an unfortunate story. The local restaurant, family owned and operated by the name of Rancho Loco, was visited by two plainclothes ICE agents who sat down and ordered a meal and enjoyed themselves while a third ICE agent came in and got an order to go. Well, while the ICE agents were inside, they decided to raid the place and arrested pretty much the entire staff of said location, except for one lucky or unlucky fellow who locked himself in a freezer and waited until the coast was clear so he can escape. There's no status as to what happened to the employees at this point, but we do know that the Rancho Loco location has since reopened for business. So, an unfortunate turn of events, depending on who you're talking about. That's all I got for local news. Vince, let's take it national.
Yeah, yeah. It's they got rid of a bunch of Squatamolans. Great. Jesus. Yeah, I know. Cuba. Have you seen this shit?
Cuba? I heard it's a nice country.
Cuba is confronting the United States' first effective blockade since the Cuban Missile Crisis and running out of fuel fast, pushing the nation toward a humanitarian crisis as its government to the edge of collapse.
Wait, Cuba? Humanitarian crisis? The fuck you say?
Can you believe that shit? Last week, a tanker linked to Cuba burned fuel for 5 days to get to the port in Curacao, but then left without cargo, according to the ship tracking data. 3 days later, the U.S. Coast Guard intercepted a tanker full of Colombian fuel en route to Cuba that had gotten within 70 miles of the island. The data showed while President Trump was pledged to halt any oil headed to Cuba, the Trump administration has stopped short of calling its policy a blockade, even though, you know, that's what it's doing.
So why are we stopping fuel to Cuba?
I have no fucking clue.
Oh, we're just, you know, fuck Cuba again, I guess.
Yeah, fuck Cuba.
And you say 70 miles, which is weird because like the tip of Florida is only about 90 miles off. So like maybe it's like somewhere between here and there. And you said the fuel was coming from Curacao?
Yeah.
Huh. That's odd. Because if you look at a map, as far as I can remember, I'm not a geography whiz, but Cuba's kind of like in the midway point between Curacao and Florida. So yeah.
The whole Venezuela shit.
Oh, that's right. We're in charge. We own Venezuela now, don't we?
Yeah.
Next stop, Iceland, bitches.
That's, Supreme Court struck down the Trump tariffs. Trump said he will sign an executive order imposing a new 10% global tariff under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. I think he's already done it.
So what does this mean? Instead of like just taxing or imposing tariffs on different countries and different goods for different amounts, we're just going with a blanket tariff now?
Yes.
I bet you there's going to be a judge somewhere in the federal system that doesn't like that one either.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what happens.
He's going to go around it. You know, speaking of Trump, Trump says he will direct government agencies to release files related to extraterrestrial life and UFOs.
This is all because Obama said there's proof that UFOs exist, right?
Yeah, and the fact that President Trump acknowledges that he is weighing limited strike on Iran. So, you know, hey, aliens, look over here. Bomb Iran.
It's all what this is, right? It's all just like a redirect.
It's Israel wanting greater Israel. Netanyahu came out the other day and said he is trying to make greater Israel, which takes part of Iran in the process.
Hey, let me ask you this. Like we give money to Israel. Like it's not a loan, right? Like Israel's not paying a penny of this stuff back, right?
No, we give it. Yeah.
Huh?
Billions a year.
Are we still sending money to Zelensky or is he like on his own now?
I think we're still sending money to him.
Huh? So money to Israel, money to Zelensky, money to illegals. Yeah, we're doing just fine, right? Don't worry about the fucking dumpster fire over here. Everything's A-okay.
Well, have you? There's a big push online that the news isn't talking about, but everybody's kind of saying they're going to stop paying taxes. Like this year, they're not going to pay it.
Wait, like citizens?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to work out.
The last time people here decided not to pay their taxes, we had a war.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's all history is cyclic. It's bad. Since speaking of Israel, we've learned that the Jews through Epstein has done. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Stock market manipulation through shorting, blackmail, bribing, satanic worship, pedophilia, planning pandemics, currency manipulation, and calling us goys the whole time. That's been a big thing right now. What's a goy? What's goyim?
Huh.
Everybody's looking into it now. Yeah, the 3 weeks we've been gone, we're in Israel's pocket, by the way.
Do you remember, I think it was about a year ago, they found those tunnels with the bloody mattresses all throughout Brooklyn between the synagogues and the apartments and everything? I wonder whatever happened to that.
I wonder whatever happened to that.
No, right? Like they said, like there was blood on mattresses and there was a tunnel and there was a whole investigation and nobody was talking. And the next thing you know, like
it disappeared.
Mondami got elected and there's like 10 million tons of trash on every square block in the fucking city. So.
And you would think him, you know,
yeah,
with his religious affiliation would have said something about that. Hey, what are they doing down there?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar either, but Mondingo went to Albany and he was trying to get Hochul to tax the rich. And Hochul's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. So he turned around and said, okay, we're going to tax everybody that owns land in the city. So you know how well that's going over.
Yeah, they're all moving to Florida.
Yeah, so between all these like all these avenues looking for money that he's being shut down, and rightfully so. But all the lack of garbage pickup, he's rousting the homeless now. Remember he said like, we're not going to, you know, like take away the homeless dignity and we're going to leave them on the street, which led to 18 people freezing to death during the frigid temperatures we had over the past month. So now like he's even changing his mind on that, but he still swears that he's going to make busing free by June in the city. So like, you're not going to have to pay bus fares, which means you're going to have a lot more homeless people getting on buses, traveling around the city, staying warm, and ta-da, less police officers doing anything about it.
5,000? They say 5,000?
Yeah. It's crazy. Absolutely.
You want to be a cop in New York City.
Yeah, and I know quite a few cops that have just reached retirement age, and like, they were even trying to get out sooner.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's nuts. You can't pay the cops that are there enough to deal with the bullshit. And it's not just New York City. They've tied policemen's hands like everywhere. It's ridiculous. Catch and release. They wonder why they're taking the major stores out of all the cities around the country, because they're getting robbed on a daily basis and the police are doing nothing about it.
Right.
And if they do catch people, they fill out some paperwork, they disappear, they never show up for court, and nobody goes after them.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it's Target's fault because Target's closing down a business in fucking South Central, you know, like, or like Walgreens isn't selling, you know, like fucking diapers or baby formula anymore because they put it on the shelf and it disappears.
It's everything's behind a glass locked cabinet. How come we can't live like this? We're animals. Well, quit fucking stealing shit.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
It is.
Instead of fixing the problems, they put band-aids on the consequences of the actions. It's insane. It's insane.
And never call it out.
Nope.
Because we might be called a word.
If you call it out, you're a bigot and you're a problem and you don't give a shit about people and you know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all fired up. I know we were trying to pull the train into the station, but sometimes you just got to let it out, you know?
It's like, it's going to be New York in the 60s and 70s all over again.
Yep. And the president's going to say, fuck you and fuck off.
Because there was like that time, like in the late 80s and 90s, you know, it was they cleaned it up, you know, it was more of a tourist destination and it was clean. It was nice.
Yep.
Even in the, you know, the early 2000s, you know, after the, you know, 9/11, there was this, you know, I just went downhill after that.
Patriotism, dude. Like, I drove through Manhattan 2 days after 9/11 happened because my wife was living in Astoria at the time, right? And just driving through the city, like, you'd see pickup trucks with like firemen in the back, like just like, you know, going to and from the hole, you know, from the rescue site. And like stopped at a traffic light, people just coming up to these guys, shaking their hands, saying thank you. Everybody had an American flag on their car. It was a privilege. Like everybody was getting along. Everybody was looking out for each other. You know, like it was like a true sense of pride. And like you said, like Giuliani, like, you know, whether you like him or hate him nowadays for his involvement and whatever, like he cleaned up the city. Even Bloomberg came after him. He was doing the same work. And then next thing you know, like slowly but surely, everything just starts to go downhill again, man. We had a chance to all be together and like it just eroded and it disappeared.
And that's awful.
It's crazy.
The way you just said that, but that's nationwide. I feel like that's globally too. We have a chance to come together and we blew it.
Yeah. I blame social media. Everybody's got a voice and not everybody should have a voice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll strike that. Not everybody should put the thoughts in their head out there for public consumption.
Yeah, that's even better.
That's the problem. You got to know when to speak up, and sometimes you got to know when to just know your role and stay in your lane.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up. Keep your head down, your mouth shut, and everything will be fine.
Yeah. That you know what? We don't even need a feel-good story. That's my feel-good, saying for the week.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Well, hopefully when we come back next time, we'll have an update as to Justin's whereabouts and how far along we are in developing that cure for TD. But Vince, in the meantime, you got anything you want to leave the people with?
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Yeah, and go watch Clerks, watch a Kevin Smith movie, and see how many quotes that you can remember from what we brought up today. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.